Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of ANZ's Trade Finance in the Spotlight. In this series we're conducting a number of discussions with various clients of the bank in order to assist them with some of their problems in relation to trade. Today I'll be talking with James. Hi James, welcome, how are you?
Hi Chris, I'm good thanks, how are you going today?
Good, thanks for coming in. Today I'll be helping James respond to a query he's received from a prospective buyer in China. James, perhaps you'd like to give us a little bit of background as to what's been happening.
Thanks, Chris. Well, I need a hand as I've just received a request from a company looking to purchase some wheat for me. They've asked me to quote some prices, and to be honest, I'm not quite sure of some of the terminology they've used, specifically what the term FOB means.
Okay, thanks, James. We should be able to help you out with that, no problem.
That'd be great. In the normal course of events, I would just sell locally. However, I'm starting to receive some interest from overseas buyers. So before I can quote, I need to know and understand what FOB is.
First of all, FOB stands for free on board and is one of the 11 commonly used codes that are collectively known as Incoterms.
So what are Incoterms?
Incoterms is an abbreviation for International Commercial Terms, and they would normally be included in any sales contract where goods are being sold overseas. They're simply a globally accepted set of rules that clearly define the roles and responsibilities of the seller and the buyer. This will avoid the potential for any disputes that may arise further down the track.
So when you say roles and responsibilities, can you be a bit more specific as to what that means for me?
Sure. Essentially, Incoterms set out the party who is responsible for the goods if something happens to them, whether it be the buyer or the seller, and to what point.
Okay, I see. So does this also include who pays for what, like freight, insurance, and so on?
Yes, you're right. Perhaps to be more precise, Incoterms describe where the goods cease to become your responsibility in the event they become lost or damaged on the way to the buyer, and where your buyer's responsibilities begin. In other words, the points at which transfer of risk and transfer of cost occurs. For example, if the ship sinks on the way to China, does your buyer still have to pay you? If you were shipping the wheat using the Incoterm FOB, the answer would be yes, but I'll explain a bit more about that in a minute.
So what do you mean by transfer of cost and risk? Aren't these the same thing?
No. For example, either you or the buyer needs to arrange and pay for certain costs involved in transporting the goods from your silos in Australia right up to the buyer's warehouse located in China.
So what costs will these include?
There'll typically be freight charges, costs incurred as a result of arranging export formalities, clearance of the goods through customs, insurance charges, loading and unloading expenses, and similar expenses in China.
So how do we sort out who pays what charges?
That's what Incoterms do for you. What we first need to think of is that there'll be several legs making up the entire journey. For instance, where is your farm located?
It's about 200 kilometres north of Melbourne.
Okay. Then the wheat needs to be transported from your farm by road or rail to the port in Melbourne.
Yeah, I would normally have the goods placed on trucks, and I plan to do the same thing here.
Then once the wheat arrives at the port, it'll need to be loaded onto the ship, which is sailing to China. Do you know which port the buyer wants the goods sent to?
They're being sent to Shanghai.
Okay, so the vessel will sail from Melbourne to Shanghai and will need to be offloaded and presumably loaded onto trucks or on a train in China before ultimately being delivered to the buyer's premises.
So taking into account these various transit legs, if I quote the buyer an FOB price, what am I actually quoting for and where does my risk end?
Under an FOB contract, you, as the seller, will be responsible for all costs in getting the goods actually loaded on the vessel at the loading port in Melbourne. Transfer of risk works a little differently. It relates to the loss of or damage to the goods during the course of the journey, from your premises to your buyer's warehouse, and who is responsible at which point.
So how do you know who is responsible?
Under an FOB shipment, transfer of risk occurs at the same point as transfer of cost. In this case, once the goods have been loaded and packed on the vessel. Once this happens, you've in effect completed your part of the deal and have delivered the goods, and they then become the buyer's responsibility.
You mentioned that transfer of cost and risk occur at the same place. Is that not the case with other Incoterms?
Yes, that's right. In some Incoterms, transfer of cost and risk occurs in different places. But where FOB is concerned, the cost and risk transfers to the buyer at the port of loading once the goods are on board.
So, the vessel, who chooses the vessel?
The buyer would nominate the vessel on which you would be required to load the goods. Now, given the goods are wheat, would I be right by saying that you don't ship the goods in containers, but rather the goods will be transported in the holds of the ship?
Yeah, that's right. The inquiry from China involves an order for several thousand tons, so I wouldn't envisage putting these goods into containers. But what if I did? Would this create a problem?
FOB is not designed for use in containerized shipments. It's suitable more for shipments by sea and where the goods are bulk commodities, like wheat. It's because, thinking of the movement of a container, you would deliver it to the shipping company where it would be subject to several movements, which heightens the risk of damage to the goods, which would be at your risk until the goods were finally loaded on the vessel.
So is there another Incoterm that would be more suitable?
Yes. If you were to ship using containers, there are Incoterms that are intended for exactly this purpose. For example, FCA, which stands for Free Carrier, which we talked about with another client in a previous session.
So, regarding my responsibilities under this FOB term, can you go through this one more time, just to be clear?
No worries. Under an FOB agreement, you are responsible as a seller up to the point that the goods are on board the vessel at the loading port, the vessel having been selected by the buyer. Therefore, you would have paid for everything up to this point, including export clearances, and you are still liable for if anything happens to the goods. However, once you've loaded the wheat on the vessel, it becomes the responsibility of the buyer, and they will pay for all the costs from this point on, right up to their warehouse.
So what about documents, insurance, and import requirements in China?
Yes, good point. In this case, there's no need for you to take out insurance. FOB means that it is the buyer who's responsible for the main carriage of the journey. Therefore, it's in their interest to take out insurance in case something happens to the goods after they've been loaded. In terms of documents, typically you'll provide the buyer with a commercial invoice and a bill of lading.
So the buyer is responsible for unloading the goods once they've reached the discharge port and will look after all the costs associated with clearing the goods through customs in China?
That's right.
That all makes sense to me now. Thanks a lot, I really appreciate your help.
No problem, James. I'm glad we've been able to help. There you have it. I think we've been able to provide James with some useful information. We'll examine other Incoterms in our next session. Thanks for listening today. Bye for now.